Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Monday.
Yay.
It's actually warm outside
here. I was just going to say that. It's warming up here.
52 degrees on my way home. And that's at like 5 p.m.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. But it doesn't feel like Christmas season now all of a sudden.
No, it doesn't.
I need some cold.
This is why I live in Colorado.
Why?
Because one day it could be freezing. The next day it could be like 60. Yeah. I really like that. I need those surprise days in the middle of winter.
The skies are typically always blue, no matter what the temperature is.
Yes, that's true.
I was talking to someone this weekend who is from Missouri like me, and they're like, oh, nothing's better than Missouri. And I was like, really? I was like, you need to spend some time here because it's amazing. And he and his wife, they just really aren't interested in anything but Missouri.
The weather here really is none like any
other. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So how was your weekend?
It was good. It wasn't, you know, we finally decorated our tree on Friday.
Finally? You did it before Christmas. That's good.
Which decorating consisted of, Joey's like, I'm going to help you with the lights. He's like, I'll stand on one side. We'll just keep passing back and forth. So I get it started. I turn around and he's gone. He's pouring us glasses of wine. He's flipping the TV channels. I'm like, by the time he was ready, I was like, the tree's done. Yeah. Like the lights
Where
are
were
up.
You?
Thanks for your help.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. And then we went to a holiday party Saturday.
How was that?
It was fun. We had to get all dressed up. It was like a dress to impress party.
Nice.
Which as I was kind of like, oh, I don't I feel like getting all ready. It. But then once I was like all dolled up, I was like, oh, I feel so
I feel
pretty. Yeah. I'll have to post a picture. Joey put on a bow tie.
Yes. We are going to post pictures. And
Cabo pictures are being
Papa
released.
Jim sent pictures from October. So.
No, he didn't.
Oh, I thought
I just
he gave
conceded.
In.
No, I gave in.
Oh.
I gave in because he was going to take a really horrible picture from like years ago.
And put it in the paper.
And put it in
engagement.
The newspaper.
Ooh.
So I conceded.
So we're going to post those too. So
yep. We'll post the Cabo
lots
pictures.
Lots of Ashley pictures coming up.
What did you do this weekend? You had a busy one.
I worked a lot. Yeah. I filled in as a waitress at the Grizzly Rose. Friday night, there was an artist called Chase Rice. Have you heard of him?
I haven't.
Okay, I hadn't either. And I'm a country music fan. And it sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how have we not heard of him?
Who is this guy? Okay, come to find out. One, he wrote Cruise.
He wrote for Florida Georgia Line?
Yeah. He's friends with them. They used to all be roommates. Yeah, he was on Survivor.
Like the island thing?
Yeah.
So which he
I
must
don't
be
watch.
In really good shape.
Yeah. And most of the audience was like 20 to 23-year-old females.
Hmm.
Chase. And what else did he do? Oh, he was a pit crew person for a NASCAR team.
So we're going to have to keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be seeing him at the next.
I think you might like his music. It's not country. It's
well,
like,
I like Florida Georgia Line.
It's
so.
what Steve calls bro country.
Bro country. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's like the party, have fun, Florida Georgia Line type country. Yeah.
I might have
no one's heart's getting broken and no one's
I
you
like
know.
Some of those heartbreak songs.
I do too. And I like the bro country too. I told Steve, I was like, I actually like it.
I like the bro country. I don't like the twang country.
I know. See, I like it all. I'm very diverse, but after Friday, I'm like, I'm out of the loop. I should have known who Chase Rice was.
So should we put our votes in now for upcoming artists for CMAs next year?
Yeah. Well, the weird thing about him, not weird, but different, is he is doing it on his own. He's not
like
signing.
Good for him.
He doesn't have a manager. He's just doing it solo. So he probably won't ever be on the CMAs.
I thought that Zach Brown didn't. In the beginning, didn't either. They did it on their own, and that's how they got their start.
Right, but then once they signed, they blew up.
True.
Because a record deal has a lot behind it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. And then Saturday night was Tyler Farr. He sings the song Redneck Crazy.
I feel like I've heard
you
it, but I'd have.
Have
to hear it again to really remember.
And it was a good show.
Yeah.
But, you know, not packed, not sold out. But overall, it was good money. And then we went to a holiday party last night for my friends at the Grizzly Rose. We have it annually. And I was in the mood for apple pie moonshine. I don't know why. I was pretty tired. I want to blame that.
What is apple pie moonshine?
It's apple pie flavored moonshine. Haven't you heard of moonshine?
Yeah, I thought it was illegal.
Yeah, I think it is. But I think some distillery probably got the license and now they sell it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's illegal to make it on your own.
Oh,
I don't
right.
know the laws.
Gotcha.
So I go to the liquor store. And I'm like, apple pie moonshine. And they didn't have it. It was all out, of course, because it's very popular. But they had blueberry. and cherry. Ooh. And I was like, blueberry's intriguing. And it had like the blueberries in the alcohol. And
huh.
Yeah. And it's a sipper. I, you know, I only had like maybe an inch worth. And so I sipped it for quite a while.
That was going to be my next question. Do you mix it with something? Do you shoot, like do shots of it?
No, you do not do shots. It's 100 proof.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
So it's like when people order like bourbon on the rocks. Like you sip it like that. Okay. Yes.
But I highly recommend it. It was a school night, so I only had one, and it was good. It, you know, it warms you on the way down. It has a good taste. You're looking at me very doubtful.
Well, because I've been told before by Joey, oh, it warms you on the way down, and that to him equals burning fire down my throat when you do a shot of, like, straight vodka or something.
No, it doesn't, like, burn your throat. Okay. It's just that warming sensation. Okay, have you ever had Rumplemintz?
Yes. Okay. I can
know how that. And I think Rumplemintz is pretty high proof wise as well. So I highly recommend
Blueberry
Moonshine. I felt like a redneck walking in because it came in a mason jar.
Oh, that's so cool,
though. It's adorable. I was like, look what I brought. And everyone was so excited and tried it and I left it.
Interesting.
Because I'm like, I don't need someone coming into my house. I'm the only drinker in this household and seeing a mason jar of moonshine.
You can get it at like any liquor store?
Yeah, I got it right down the road.
Interesting.
Just walk in and ask if they carry moonshine. Huh. It's very popular now.
Okay. I think that's what we're going to have to check out for this weekend.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
It's good for parties because everyone's like, moonshine, what? Yeah. Anyway, so that was my weekend.
Very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And next weekend, doing the same thing, but next weekend, it's Sawyer Brown and Colt Ford.
Okay.
Sawyer Brown is like 90s country and Colt Ford is like rap country.
Ooh.
Like he raps with a lot of the artists.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
We'll see. Well, I'll let you know how it went.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, Beyonce, she did something crazy off the wall, out of the
like
blue.
Like a day, yeah.
She released an album with no
news that she was even recording.
Right. And usually that's part of the marketing. You get the hype up.
Right.
And, oh my gosh, she...
Apparently she did something right, though.
Right. And it was a major secret. Like, usually things leak, and you always have to question, did it really leak, or did you let it leak? And I think from now on, leaks are not going to be believed, because she kept this pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah.
And it shattered records. Like, as of this morning, she sold over 800,000.
Yeah, 828,000. That's it. Over the weekend. Over just the weekend.
Yeah. And I think it comes with 17 songs and 14 videos.
And the reason it's even more impressive is because it was only available on iTunes.
Right. So and you had to buy the whole album. You couldn't just buy a single. She said that, I heard in an interview, she said that she misses the days like when Michael Jackson was popular, when you went out and you bought the album.
You bought like the record back then.
Well, or the tape.
Yeah. True.
And nowadays, like, people just buy songs. So this is her master plan, and she did amazingly well.
And I respect that, but I also will have to say that if I see albums that are kind of like a, oh, you have to buy the album, or you know how sometimes artists will have certain songs that will say album only? I'm not doing it.
And that's why only a few artists could do this.
Yeah, because for me, I used to hate that, like, back when you had cassette tapes and there was that one song that was always, like, right in the middle.
You had to fast forward.
You had to fast forward it and you had to time it right so you could get the start of the next song. Like, or even, like, CDs. Like, you just skip, which is a lot easier, let's be honest.
It was, boop, next.
I always would be disappointed if I got it and I only liked, like, 4 out of the 12 songs, you know?
Right. But I think I'm an album person. I want to hear, like, I'll listen to it all once and then it becomes where there's a song I'm going to skip. But you hear the whole entire thing, and you're not stuck just listening to one song.
That's true. I'm an album person for the right artist.
Right.
And I don't think...
I know you're not
a
Beyonce fan.
I'm a big enough
Beyonce fan. You're not a Beyonce fan. And but like obviously there are.
Zach Brown's, I did his, and I mean, that was only 4 songs, but I still own every single one of his albums.
Right.
So, I mean, I think if it's the right artist, it makes sense to do it.
Not everyone could do it.
Yeah, no.
No.
Like, I did the Justin Timberlake's one, and I was so disappointed. Like, I wanted a refund.
So sad.
I really wanted to
refund. People are wondering why he was snubbed at the Grammys. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, so this time of year, we're kind of like eating a lot and maybe drinking a little too much. You just got back from Cabo, so your workout motivation is lacking. I enjoy the eating part of the holidays, but my conscience won't let me skip the working out because if I do, then I just gain weight and then I get sad.
And see, I am the opposite. I'm like, I just won't eat so that way I don't have to work out.
See, I love food way too much. You might have a problem. I love food way too much. So I work out, I don't want to say a lot, but consistently. And I have tried running. I've tried running on the treadmill. I hate it. I've always hated running ever since I was little. Like, I could do, like, the 100-yard dash because it's like, bam, done.
Right.
But I used to do that so well that they put me in the 400-meter dash once. And I'm like, I started out strong. And then I'm like, this sucks. And I, like, probably came in last place. I'm not a runner.
Have you tried interval running?
Yes. That's what I tried most recently on the treadmill.
Because I never liked running either. Probably because I just couldn't do it.
Right.
But now and it could also just be that now I have more of, like, back then I didn't have stress in my life. I was in high school, right. You know, I was like, I don't need to run. I don't need the runner's high. But now
it helps with your stress.
Yeah.
And I find that with the elliptical, like, you know, you're holding on to the handles and it feels like you're punching. I know, that's so violent. But I like the elliptical and I like the fact that I don't know.
See, and what I started doing, because of the punching thing, because I needed to just punch something, is I, every other day when I would run, I would take the 2-pound dumbbells and punch while I ran on the treadmill. I would
fall on my face.
Which is really funny if anybody ever walks in on you, because you look like a fool. I'll just put that out there.
So I got to give you props for running, because you've been doing it for how long now?
A while.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And you found this article, 4 reasons running is the best for weight loss. Yep. And my ex used to tell me this all the time, way before I ever started working out. And I'm like, shut up. I hate running. And I still hate running, but we're going to share this anyway. So any exercise is good exercise, but when it comes to losing weight, it's hard to beat running. After all, running is one of the most effective ways to burn calories and get fit without having to restrict your diet. If you're already a runner, keep on keeping on. If you're not a runner yet but interested in losing weight, here are 4 reasons running can be the best exercise for weight loss.
And so, you know, the only thing that burns more calories per minute, and you have to do it right, is swimming.
Right.
It's the only workout that's, you know, better or like comparable to a running. So,
all right, number one
is running works even when you're at rest. So high intensity exercise like running stimulates more afterburn than low intensity exercise. That is, even when comparing running with walking the same distance, studies find that running is going to lead to greater weight loss, most likely because your resting energy stays elevated after you run. So in a long-term comparison study of people who ran and walked, calories burned through running led to 90% more weight loss than calories burned through walking.
Well, I don't walk. I'm on the elliptical. But yeah, I know. Running is awesome. And it's time efficient. Even if the myth that running a mile and walking a mile burn the same number of calories were true, running is a considerably faster way to burn those calories. Most people can run 2 or 3 minutes as far as they can walk in a given amount of time. Okay, hold on. What does that mean? Most people can run 2 or 3 times as far as they can when walking.
Right, yes. Which makes sense. You're moving faster. Uh-huh.
At the other end of the spectrum, super intense but short workouts such as the scientific 7-minute workout, Google, from the Human Performance Institute may burn more calories per minute per running. But because they're so short, your total caloric burn isn't as great as if you ran.
That was a lot to take in.
I know.
I don't even know what the 7-minute workout is.
Yeah, well, that's Google. Why I said Google.
Google.
So running is time efficient, is the long and the short of that.
Yep.
All right.
Number 3, running is convenient. Though many of us have accumulated a vast arsenal of GPS gadgets and tech tees over the years, little is actually required to go running. You can do it alone. You can do it almost anywhere. You don't need any equipment beyond a pair of running shoes. And if you're really careful about injury and you build up slowly, you may not even need those. You can check out benefits of barefoot running. I don't know if I would push for that, but on like the beach,
I bet your podiatrist says no way, Jose.
Actually, they say that if you do it right, it is better for you, especially like on the beach or things like that, because your foot is like naturally used to that. That's what mm-hmm. it was made for. But anyway, for this reason alone, running is the best workout for weight loss because it's cheap, it's accessible, and there are really fewer barriers to maintaining a routine, even while traveling.
There you go.
It's very true.
And the number four reason that running is best for weight loss is two words. Ashley already mentioned it, runner's high.
Mm-hmm.
So the first rule of exercising for weight loss is that if you don't enjoy it, you won't stick to it. Like me and running. Fortunately, studies support what many runners have experienced on an anecdotal level. Running can actually get you high. Scientists have found links between moderate to intense exercise and morphine-like brain chemicals called, yep, it starts with an E and ends with an S, endocannabinoids.
There we go.
Which suggests endorphins alone aren't responsible for the occasional flood of euphoria that rushes over you during a hard run. That floaty happy sensation you had after your last race makes you want to go for another one.
That's true. I definitely feel a lot. I feel that after I run. But they say that there's usually, like, every person kind of has a distance that it kicks in at. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's the same. So, like, some people can run for 10 minutes and they have that high. Mm-hmm. Others, it takes like a half hour of running to hit it.
Do you know what yours is?
I would say mine's probably 15 minutes. Like, if I don't do at least 15 minutes, I'm kind of just like, ugh.
Yeah. I haven't found that, but I've only made it to like 10. I'm such a giver-upper. Giver-upper?
Running's hard. I was not always a runner. It took me a while to get there.
As you all are contemplating your New Year's resolution, there's some reasons why you should incorporate running into your life if mm-hmm. you haven't already.
Indeed.
So, who's your favorite Hollywood couple?
That's a tough question. I don't... Who's still together anymore?
I know, right?
Can we go on that? Like, I'm trying to even think of somebody I like that's still... with their significant other.
Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell. I love them.
No.
They never got married, though.
I'm trying to think of somebody who has, like, kid. Oh, never mind. They're not together either. I can't really think of.
I know. But you know who is still together?
Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck.
Yeah. You're, like, questioning. You're like, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck?
Well, because I'm contemplating. I guess they would be my favorite couple because
they're the only ones I can think of that are together. So, they have been together. I don't know exactly how long.
And they have, what, like, 3 or 4 kids now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
And they're all with each other.
Right.
So, yeah, whatever they're doing, it's working.
I bet it's all her. She seems pretty awesome. So, yeah. We found 4 things that couples can learn from Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's marriage. Thought this might help you for your future.
Yeah. Anything will help.
Number one, the one you love will stick with you through thick and thin. Affleck, who was recently cast as the next Batman, shared details of his rocky Hollywood career, noting how after several movie flops and a broken engagement with Jennifer Lopez, it was Garner who pushed him toward his current success. "I sunk into a morass," he said. "I thought, okay, I want to get out of this. My wife was definitely around then. Getting to know her, falling in love with her, and being connected with her gave me a foundation to reach out and say, okay, I'm going to do Hollywood Land. I'm going to direct Gone Baby Gone. The rest, as they say, is Oscar history."
That's awesome. It's definitely important to have somebody that supports you.
Right. And pushes you to do mm-hmm. better.
So number 2 is a happy home makes a happy couple. Garner has made no secret that she largely put her acting career on hold to raise the couple's 3 children. They have a 7-year-old daughter, a 4-year-old daughter, and they just recently welcomed their 1-year-old son. And that sacrifice is not lost on Affleck, who openly celebrated her commitment to domesticity in the interview. He said, "She is by leaps and bounds the most important person to me in that respect." He said, "Over the past 10 years, she has allowed me to have a stable home life while accomplishing my professional goals."
That's awesome. That takes a very strong woman.
Yeah.
Number 3, couples shouldn't work together on everything. Affleck and Garner met while filming Pearl Harbor, but they fell in love on the set of Daredevil. The movies brought them together, but they were both critical and financial flops. While talking to Playboy, Affleck laughed off their unsuccessful shared history and dismissed plans of making a movie together again. My wife and I made Pearl Harbor and Daredevil. With our track record, I don't know if anyone's looking for a threequel.
And I thought Pearl Harbor was great.
I thought it, yeah, but maybe financially it was not.
And I don't even know about Daredevil, so. Mm-mm. Number four is pay attention to your partner's strengths, especially at the beginning. Daredevil was a physically demanding movie to shoot for the pair, something Affleck playfully pointed out that should have been an indication of the rest of their relationship. By the way, she won most of the fights in the movie, Affleck said of filming, which was a pretty good predictor of what would happen down the road. My wife holding swords and beating the living shit out of me.
Nice.
Nicely done, Ben.
So, staying on the topic of marriage, we found we've done apps before, like dating apps and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but seven amazing apps to help your marriage.
Yes.
Have you downloaded all of these yet?
I haven't, but I've taken some notes.
So it is the age of technology. It only makes sense that there are apps to help marriage. People are getting married younger and younger nowadays, and it helps when you have apps to help your marriage that both of you can use right on your phone. If you're having marital problems right now, grab your phone, take a look at some of the apps that we go through, okay? And even if you're not having marital problems, even if you're just married. All right, number one, it's called Couple.
Want me to do this one? Or are you doing it?
Go ahead. Okay. Whether you're in a long-distance marriage or you're just trying to hold together a marriage that is at the end of the rope, this is one of the top apps to help your marriage that works. It's free. Go to that iTunes store now.
That's always a plus.
It allows you to remember all of the special moments, has real-time messaging, allows you to share videos and voice messages, and even has a thumb kiss that allows you to be slow when you are away from each other.
Yep. What does that mean?
I don't know. A thumb kiss. Google.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next one.
The next one is called Love Maps. And sometimes it's hard to keep track of everything about your partner. And if you find that you're constantly forgetting even the important things about your partner, such as where they stand on kids, what their favorite food is, these aren't things that you should have to keep asking for. Instead, you take this 87-question love map quiz, which sounds like a lot of questions, but it's really not.
That is a lot of questions.
If you break it up over time, it's not that bad. So both of you take it, and this will allow you to grow together and will even allow you to figure out if you make a great match or not. So it's kind of like the game 20 questions times 4.
Do you think Joey would do that?
No, I would just do it for him. I would ask the question and fill it in for him.
All right, number three, Kindu. Yep. When you're in a marriage for a very long time, it can be very difficult to keep up the interest in sex for both of you and to know what each other is into. I hope after a long time you know what each other is into, right?
I would hope.
Neither one of us really know, but we're assuming. But maybe you don't.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it changes. I don't know.
This app is designed to help both of you figure out exactly where you are sexually and for both of you to come up with something beautiful together. Kindu allows your imagination to run wild and for your partner to know where your head is at and if they are there with you. And it's spelled Kindu.
So like Hindu, but with a K.
There we go.
Hmm. Interesting. The next one is called Mood Kit. So it says, sometimes in a marriage, you can just be down, really down, and your mood can be the major problem in your marriage. With this particular app, it's almost like having help right in your back pocket. It's an app that allows you to take action on improving your mood and your life. It allows you to develop a sense of self-awareness, and it allows you to rate and chart how you are progressing.
I don't know if I want to know when I'm not happy.
Yeah, like I feel like if I logged into it and it's like, you're grumpy today, it would just make me more grumpy.
More grumpy. I might throw my phone.
And then I'd have a broke phone and I'd be more angry.
Yeah. And then Joey would be angry.
Yeah, I don't know if
it would be a cycle.
I don't know if I'm in for that one.
Okay, number five is the Marriage Fight Tracker.
That sounds awful.
This
like
app.
Tracking fights.
I'm hoping it's not what you think. This app is a must for any couple that is constantly fighting and still can't get to the root of the problem. Fighting is common in a marriage, but truthfully, if you're going to keep having the same fight over and over again, why not have a record? This is a genius app that every single couple, married or not, should have.
I don't know if I want a record of my fights.
Well, maybe if it's like it says, if you're fighting about the same thing over and over.
There's got to be a bigger root problem.
Yeah, you got to dig. Dig a little deeper.
Interesting. I don't know if I like that one.
And then comes in the next one.
The next one ties in. And the next one is called Fix-A-Fight. So I had absolutely I had absolutely no idea that there was actually an app that would allow you to not just fix your fights, but it also allows you to be really open and honest with your partner. This is a must-have app that every married couple should invest in, as it will help you make those repairs that will stop your fighting. And just to kind of describe it, there's a picture of it, and it says, so I would open up the app and I would hand the device to Joey, and he would touch the screen where it says a feeling. So he would choose, so it would say angry, for instance, and he would choose his intensity of how angry is out of, you know, like 1 to 10 or something. And then it would go tired or aggravated. And so I think that this actually is really genius, because I can't tell you how many times Joey will be like, you're angry or you're mad. And I'm like, no, I'm hurt. There's mm-hmm. such a huge strong difference. And I think this really allows you to kind of open that door for, you know, like, I can't tell you how many times it's like, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm being cranky, but I'm actually just tired. It has nothing to do with you.
I've got stress. I had this conversation with Steve last week. I was like, have you noticed that I haven't been as cranky lately? And he's like, and I'm like, really? Really? I was like, you know, I've realized that what makes me cranky is most of the time nothing to do with you.
Right.
It has to do with things that maybe I'm frustrated because I can't control everything. You know, there's not enough time in the day, but nothing to do with him.
Right.
And I tried to communicate that with him, but he kind of had this blank stare like, durr.
I know. I think guys tend to.
They do. They're like, they don't get it. She wants to talk about their relationship. Durr.
Well, I think that they think of it because they're so like one tracked that they're like, okay, if she's taking it out on me, it must be me. And that's not the case. Like, guys are so much better at shutting off that like, they can have a stressful day at work and come home and they just turn it off, and girls just cannot do that.
Right. Or Steve will just be quiet when he's I know, but he's not taking it out on me. But guess what, I'm gonna take it out on him. Exactly. When I've had a bad day, I'll come home and be like, why don't you fix dinner for once, biatch? No, I'm just kidding. I've never done that. He kind of reads me at this point, and he knows, like, okay, I'm gonna make dinner. Or I'll come home and be like, I don't feel like cooking, I'm just gonna watch TV, I'm not that hungry. And he'll be like, what, you love food, what are you talking about? I'll cook dinner. All right, and the number 7 amazing app to help you in your marriage is called Pairs DTR. So P-A-I-R-S DTR. While this app might not be available on iTunes or for the iPhone, it is an app that is a must-have for Droid users. It is an app that allows you to share appreciations, stay up to date on how your partner is feeling, and it can even help resolve any conflicts that you're having. So now that you know some of the best apps to save your marriage, what are some of the methods that you guys use? Share it on our Facebook wall. You can email us at twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. Tweet us. We're kind of like everywhere. Like, every week I go to post all of our stuff, and I'm like, I have to keep a list of where I posted and what time, so that I'm not posting iHeartRadio the same time I'm posting Spreaker, because then that could be like overload.
Right.
And we have had a lot of people sharing our show.
Go
Carrie
us.
McLeod and I'm gonna miss people, and Kim Eden. And yeah, Carrie.
we looked at it the other day. We reached like really random places. We were like, wait, do we know somebody there?
Facebook now has a way where you can track where people are from when they like your page, or where they're at when they visit your page.
Yeah.
And we had one in Iraq. Kind of scary, especially with all those like password stealers.
Yeah.
But no, and if you're in a different country, let us know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is very exciting for us two little girls in Denver, Colorado, that record in a basement every Monday.
Yeah.
And don't worry, we're going to be here next Monday, and we'll be here the following Monday. Holidays aren't going to affect this.
Nope.
Yeah. We'll be back, and we might have a special episode next week for Christmas, and then the following week for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we'll help you start thinking about some New Year's resolutions.
Yikes. Do you have one on tap?
No.
Me either.
I probably have 5 that I should do.
That you should do. I always neglect to make one because I always end up failing
myself. I don't like to fail, exactly. Yeah.
So the last few years I've been like, I'm just going to keep on being awesome. That sounded like something Ashley would say.
No need for improvements here.
All right, you guys have a great week, and we will be back next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.